Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, hour number one, here on this Thursday, September 18th, 2025 edition. I want to remind you, Sunday mornings, if you're used to getting up, your biological clock is fixed, you're used to getting up to go to work, 7:30 to 8 a.m., for the past few years now, we have been carrying the Flatline with Rick Hughes. RickHughesMinistries.org is the website. We carry the show 7:30 to 8 every Sunday as a public service. Greatly appreciate the information that Rick shares with us every Sunday morning. The Flatline, a military term, thank you, Captain Jeff, forward line of troops. The first guy's in. That's us. When we go into battle, when we go into war, we are the first ones to stand up and challenge the enemy, the opponent, the people on the other side of the aisle that have a difference of opinions. We're the first ones to stand up and debate them. Why? Because we are educated. We are informed. We are engaged. We know what's going on. As a result, we have truth, facts, evidence on our side. On their side, they have emotions. They have feelings. They have their thoughts based on how they feel about issues. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Line 5. Enbridge Pipeline. Been there above the bed of the Straits of Mackinac, lying right down on the bed floor for what, over 70 some years? Steel pipeline. The left feels that this is potentially a threat to the Great Lakes. Steel rusts, it corrodes, it becomes brittle, it could break. All of that petroleum product could go right into the straits of our beautiful Great Lakes and cause all kinds of damage to the fish and to the ecosystem and wash up on shore and make our glorious beaches absolutely filled with black crude type oil. That's what they envision. That's what they get up and sing about at public meetings where Enbridge was hosting public meetings about the tunnel project. And they got up and sang songs and they read poems and they cried because they were afraid of what this pipeline would do to our beautiful Great Lakes. Well, then Governor Rick Snyder appointed a commission. 9 Democrats, 9 Republicans, scientists, put together a commission and say, come up with the best solution to replacing that pipeline. Come up with a solution that would maintain the energy coming into Michigan, through Michigan, to Windsor, Sarnia, Ontario, and be able to be converted and produce, refined into gasoline. The jobs that could be saved, the revenue that could be saved. Do you know how much taxes Enbridge pays local communities for that pipeline to go through their community? the number of families that are employed by this company and the energy it provides. So they studied it. They studied it for a long time. I believe it was a year later they came out with their report. They looked at using semi-trucks to haul the material. They looked at every single possibility as to what alternatives would be to do what that pipeline does. Their recommendation, drill the rock 100, 200 feet down underneath the Straits of Mackinac. You see, first of all, that body of water, do you know how much volume and weight that water has on the bedrock? That rock has to be substantial for those Great Lakes to be there for all these years and never move. The rock drilled absolutely bored through it and then put a concrete encased tunnel through there to hold the pipelines was the best solution. And after that report came out, and after the announcements was made that they were going to go forward in with a tunnel project, that wasn't good enough for the left. That wasn't good enough for the environmentalists, the tree huggers. The people that literally, per Dr. Michael Savage's book, liberalism is a mental disorder. Those people refused the report, refused the science. Even though there's a federal treaty between Canada and the United States that was entered into back in the 1970s, allowing for this pipeline to stay in place. This is a federal treaty, folks. This is not something that Michigan has an agreement with Canada, with Enbridge. That's not the case. Well, they continue to fight. They're going to lose. With this president, with this Army Corps of Engineers, with this EPA, with every single governmental agency now under the control of President Donald J. Trump, this tunnel project is going to go forward. And the thing that really ticks me off about this whole thing, if Gretchen Whitmer and Dana Nessel had not fought this as a political campaign issue to get elected back in 2018, do you realize that tunnel project would be done today? It would be fully completed. That current pipeline that's laying on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac would be decommissioned. They'd remove all the petroleum, suck it out, vacuum it out, cut the ends of it, and start removing it. It could have already been done had they not used it as a political issue to run on and to get all these liberals to put up those stupid signs, shut down Line 5. That tunnel project would have been done. So you have to understand what Charlie Kirk was dealing with as a young man, what he saw was happening in public education, high schools, community colleges, universities across America, motivated him to start Turning Point USA, to be able to counter this woke agenda, this woke ideology that our young people have been exposed to convince them that they are a gift to the parents that gave birth to them, that created them, They were a gift from God. You are precious. You are special. You were born with God-given rights. Charlie Kirk knew history. He knew the Bible, and he also knew the Constitution. He knew the Founding Fathers. He knew exactly how this country was created. And he was sharing that information with young people. Many of them had never heard this before, not even from their own parents. You have to understand, this is absolutely, without a doubt, going to cause a paradigm shift in America. And guess who it's starting with? The young people. I absolutely thank God for Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and what they're going to do with these young people in America, something we old farts can't do. Relate to them. They may listen to a 68-year-old gray-bearded man speak, but when young people on their college campuses, in their high schools, lead these chapters, and they hear these young people speak, fellow classmates speaking to them, they're going to get excited. They are going to want to join the movement. I think because of Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA's efforts, and now his assassination where his wife, Erica Kirk, is taking over, I think this was God's divine plan. And as we move forward, you need to be a part of it. You need to talk about Charlie Kirk in Turning Point USA and his wife, Erica. When I texted Vicky right after the show on September 10th, a week ago, this past Wednesday, and told her they killed Charlie Kirk, she told everybody in the building at Antrim County, do you know what? Nobody in her building knew who Charlie Kirk was. Well, they do now. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a Citizens Ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Robert up in Sheboygan. Randy, the new Line 5 tunnel project will also have a power cable to help Northern Michigan region. Massive power generation available to the Sioux and surrounding areas to the point where it could even grow. Not only, Robert, that power, but it's going to be coming, I believe, I think I got a story, man, this could be a year ago now. Great Lakes Energy, my electric co-op, offices in Boyne City, was negotiating to be able to put the power cable up into the UP. Other co-ops, I know, I believe PIE&G was looking at it, Cherryland, Cloverland. There were others that were looking at it. They all want to bid to get their power up into the UP. Competition, folks. If consumers wants to be in consideration, I'm sure there is negotiations going on with Enbridge to see who they end up giving or awarding that power potential to. Heck, they might accept all of them. I know they got enough room in that tunnel. I was told that there is even a fiber optic high-speed internet service that they wanted to run through there as well. Competition is good. It improves customer service. It lowers rates. And it improves quality. You're going to overcharge. You're going to have crappy customer service. You're going to have electricity that, you know, just goes out every once in a while, every time there's a rainstorm. Nobody's going to use your service. You're not going to pay a high price for crappy customer service and power that goes out every once in a while. Reliable, affordable, with great customer service. You call, a person answers the phone and answers your questions, takes care of your problems. That's who you're going to go with. Well, it's coming in that tunnel project. Vicky's brother lives in Nogauny, Michigan, up in Marquette County. I cannot believe their electric bill. I forget, 31 cents a kilowatt hour. I went, are you kidding me? It's insanity what people in the western part of the UP are paying for electricity. I believe parts of it even gets their power from Wisconsin. It's insanity. It is insane what these people are having to pay. I looked at his electric bill and I about fell off the chair. 1,200 square foot manufactured home on a basement. It was like $420 a month for his electric bill. And they don't even use that much electricity, he said. They have a wood burner in the basement that they heat the house with. He has to stay home and feed the beast. I'd mentioned, talked to him about a well-connect geothermal unit. He goes, Randy, I couldn't afford the electricity for it. I went, not at 31 cents a kilowatt hour, you can't. That's crazy. Well, I go back to, again, Governor Whitmer and Dana Nessel used it as a political issue to get elected in 2018 and continuing the fight to get reelected in 22. Now, both of them are term limited out. They're going to be gone, thank you, God, on January 1st, 2027. A new attorney general and a new governor. New secretary of state. New U.S. senator. This election, folks, is absolutely critical to the future direction of this state. We'll see how much Charlie Kirk's assassination plays a role in next year's election. Let's see the turnout between the 18 to 29 year olds. Let's see what those numbers actually turn out to be. Let's see how they voted. Libs have been registering college kids for years. Well, it's time for a change. This is going to be huge. Well, one of the things that we're looking at here is candidates that are already up here stumping across northern Michigan. We're going to try to connect with Doug Lloyd. He's a prosecutor from downstate. He's announced he has thrown his hat in for attorney general. We're going to try to get him on in the third hour. We're going to go to Lansing. We're going to look at what's going on with the budget and some bills in hour number two. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue